Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, hey. Hi there.
Welcome to the podcast. Yeah, you start it. You start it. Because I always start it. You start it.
Hi there.
Because we'll cut all this other bit out. So we'll cut this bit out. Okay, ready?
Let me
set,
go.
Hi
there.
Well, I don't think we'll really cut it out, actually, because I just think the podcast runs in, right?
It just... hi there.
Excellent.
Do you know what? You're doing a different voice than what you would do if we were on air. And when you do, like, someone comes on for Instagram, you go... Hi, Troy!
I go high pitch. I get excited.
You do. It's Damien.
What do you get so excited?
Well, because you know, there's the potential that someone's going to take out some money. You know, I like people to win.
But then when he has to do the podcast, he doesn't care. There's no excitement. He's like, hi
it's
there.
Because we're at the end of the show, mate.
We've done all the hard yards.
People
we're done.
People didn't listen to the show. It's the start of the show for them.
Well, I suppose it could be.
They might want a little bit of enthusiasm and excitement.
Speaking of which. Oh, no. Hang on. I got an email the other day. Remember how we said to send an email to my private email account?
Yeah.
Adam.Straney, Straney, at wavefm.com.au.
Oh, so you got one from a listener.
Yeah.
Someone who was listening to the podcast. What did we say we'd give them? Anything?
Nothing.
We just said we wanted
the glory.
You to...
Oh, we'd give them a shout-out.
Yeah, that's right.
We're doing our first shout out to one person.
To one, this is our one and only listener to the podcast.
I don't even know if we are worth the bandwidth that we are taking up in this podcast.
I've actually got 9 emails from Damien Leith and 15 emails from the boss.
You don't
and I've only scrolled down once.
Any of mine.
Well, I don't read any of yours and I don't read any of the bosses. I don't need emails. You got a mouth? Speak.
Oh,
same with the old boy, too. Okay, hi there. I'm letting you know that I always listen to the podcast. This is from Heather.
Oh,
I usually catch up in batches. Oh. I went to Damien's show yesterday in Newcastle, and this morning I'm catching the train back from Newcastle whilst listening to the Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday episodes of the podcast. I do listen to the show in the morning too, when I don't get to hear it. Over the weekend I played the famous book in the podcast to my friend. To be honest, I've played that a lot.
Which book?
Which book?
I don't know. Over the weekend, I played the famous book. Book It podcast? Maybe it's called Book It. Maybe that's what it's called. The podcast is called Book It.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Heather, I don't understand your email at all, but I appreciate the email.
Yeah.
Well, send me another one and tell me what is Book It, because you listen to this intro.
The famous Book It. Is that when Kiki was making fun of me for saying Book It?
Oh, yeah, Bucket. Yeah,
Bucket.
It would be.
Yeah.
Because I think Heather's a bit of a fan of Damien Leith. Well, clearly, because she took
Bucket.
The train
to
Newcastle to go watch your gig.
Oh, God, that's a long hike.
That's
Hang
dedication.
On.
Good on you. You should give Heather three tickets to your next concert, because she's clearly, or even give her a CD, because she's clearly a fan.
She got a CD on the night, actually. So,
oh, so you know who this is. Heather? Is Mummy Leith's first name Heather?
Wow. Ooh, look at you.
Heather was one of the lucky ones who got to get to one of those sold-out shows over the weekend. Yeah, I tell you, they were like gold dust.
That is an investment into seeing Damien. You know how long it takes to get the train from Wollongong to Newcastle?
How long?
4 hours.
That's a mission. That
4 hours sitting on a train for this disappointment
to play
for 2 hours.
That is nothing.
That's a 10-hour round trip.
No, it's worth it. Heather would say it's worth it. She
Heather,
likes Damien.
Don't send me any more emails.
No, don't be like that.
Heather, don't listen to him. You
Damien
know he's full of...
Damien.leith@wavefm.com.au.
Yeah, that's right. He lives in Wollongong and he lives in Burke Street, Wollongong. Number, are we allowed to tell the number
54,
on the podcast?
Yeah, 54, apartment 3.
54, Burke Street, Wollongong. Just,
all right, okay, there
just
you go.
Just hit the buzzer at number 3 time and time again. Damien, are you here? Damien, are you here? God, I hope she didn't write all of that down. If she wrote it down, we could be in trouble.
We could be in
giving
trouble.
Giving out your address.
I hope not. Oh, although you could play it back, couldn't you?
Yeah,
I suppose you could play it back.
Because it is a podcast.
Yeah.
You'll delete all this, won't you?
No, God, no. No, this is all going to make it in the podcast.
Delete.
Including what happened in the show today.
Hit delete. Jen, I've noticed something about you today. Seem to be dressed a little bit different. So, kind of, you're in vintage gear. So, is that a good way of putting it?
Well, this is, I don't know. Well, this is Mama Jude's top, so maybe vintage
Mama
is the right word.
Top.
She's of a... She just had a birthday last week, so Mama Jude, I think.
Yeah, I gave her a CD for her birthday.
That's right. Yeah, she's lost that.
No, she
needs another one. FYI.
Oh, geez.
I don't know where she put it, and I was like, Mum, that's the beginning of the end when you start losing things. But she's
maybe
lost...
she wants a second copy. Maybe that's really what's going on
one
here.
One for the car, one for the CD player up in a room, I'd say. But
one for the guy down the street, $20.
$20.
Get a bit of coin.
That is a bargain.
Got a side hustle.
Not a bargain. Tony M always says that you can buy them for $2 at the op shop. Damien Lee CD, sorry.
Not right now. You've got to wait. This is a new CD. You've got to wait at least 2 months.
So I was doing a little bit of culling. And I got some great clothing bargains myself, actually, because I was sick of, because I'm 6 months pregnant now and I'm just getting bigger and bigger. A lot of stuff doesn't fit me and I'm sick of going through the cupboard. I'm like, that doesn't fit, that doesn't fit, that doesn't fit. It's depressing.
You're just like, enough's enough.
So I said to me, I'm just going to pull out everything that doesn't fit. I'm going to put it away, put it in those Vacseal bags, put it up in the attic and I'll get them back out after I've had the baby.
Oh, Vacseal bags. Yeah. They're a thing of the past. I haven't seen them in a long time.
They're vintage too, just like my top.
Do you have much left?
Pardon?
Do you have much left?
No. So my hubby's happy because he's got some cupboard space back, but I'm not because I've only got 4 things to choose from. But Mama Jude, she caught wind of what I was doing and she came down and went, ooh, can I have a look through your clothes?
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I suppose I'm not wearing them. Take them. I just don't want you to mummify them by wearing them.
Oh, so Mama Jude's wearing your clothes.
Yeah, and she goes, she was lovely. She went, well, I've got lots of clothes that might fit you. So she bought down a whole heap of clothes. One of them was this top. Yeah. And so Mama Jude's clothes fit me and I was like, this is actually good. I don't need to spend money on maternity wear.
It's like a top from, a Jane Austen movie or something.
That's right.
Pride and Prejudice.
Mr. Darcy to come knocking on my door. But I know, and that's the thing, when I do wear Mum's clothes, even though I'm thankful that I don't have to go and buy maternity wear, because you wear it for a couple of months and then it's gone, I'm still wearing my Mum's clothes. And it just feels a bit weird.
You are wearing your Mum's clothes.
And I walk past the mirror and I double take because I'm like, Mum, what's my what? Oh, that's me. Oh, God, I'm my mum. Oh my! I've morphed into Mama Jude.
The next thing you're going to be doing is listening to my Roy Orbison albums late at night. You'll go come home and you're there, pretty woman.
There is an upside to dressing like my mum. Mm.
Oh yeah,
it keeps my husband well away from me. Yes. He's not thinking pretty woman. He's thinking my mother-in-law.
It's Mama Jude, not tonight, Mama. Oh, sorry, Mama Jude. Whatever your name is.
Thanks to Wollongong Master, you'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, I find it hilarious sometimes the things that people feel like they can say to you. And I'm sure you'll come across this.
Is this because you're a public figure, so people feel like they can come up to you and then they know you?
Well, partly that, but just in general, there's some people who will come up and say whatever's on their mind right
no
to
filter.
You. No filter whatsoever. And it can be hilarious sometimes.
Yeah, this has happened recently. Yeah,
well, I did a couple of shows at the weekend. I did 4 shows, actually, as it turns out.
A lot of shows.
It was full on. I mean, I was delirious. I was playing the piano. I'm telling you, 20 fingers I must have had on the. It was just, I started playing one of the songs and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing right now.
Who am I?
Yeah, exactly. But after the show, I came out to meet and greet and sell a couple of CDs, spruik a couple of CDs.
As you do. Flog some merch.
That's what it's all about. You got to do this. But this lady came up to me. Now, she was a larger sort of person.
Solid?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and she was with her friend and she came up and she was wonderful. She was lovely. She had a great show. She really had a wonderful time at it. And then I was wearing a vest, okay? Mm-hmm. Like a vest, and it was a little bit tight. Okay, I should have loosened the back of the vest, but I was wearing a vest anyway. And she put her hand on my stomach. She like what you do with a Buddha.
rubbing it for good luck?
Yeah, rubbing it for good luck. She gave me a little rub in the stomach and she says, COVID hasn't been kind to you.
Oh,
yes.
That's harsh. You're skinny.
Well, she hit me with this and I was delirious, okay? So I came back and with a comment, I just said, it hasn't been high. It hasn't been kind at a lot of people. And I kind of gestured towards her.
Oh.
So it wasn't to the room. It was to the solid lady in front of you.
I wasn't saying it to her. And the gesture.
You were generalizing.
The gesture was like abroad, as in COVID has been a pain. We've all hated it.
Look, everyone's got the COVID kilos. I get it.
I wasn't even referring to kilos. I was just COVID in general. But obviously she took it to kilos. But what I thought was really, really funny, her mate who was standing beside her said, oh, no, she didn't get that because of COVID. She's been that way her whole life.
Oh. That's harsh.
I was like,
man, you were just making a general statement. And her friend went straight in for the kill.
Oh, she went straight in for the kill. But then the lady who talked to me said, I'm just big boned.
So, yeah.
Oh, well, at least she wears it.
It was just, but I thought the things people will say. I mean, you must be feeling it.
A bit awkward.
Since you got pregnant and all the rest. People feel like they can chat to you, don't they?
Oh, yeah,
they?
Like, just, I'm this much pregnant. No, you're huge. You having twins? No. Just fat, all right? Oh, I remember something happened. This is before your time, Damien. Around this time every day we used to play Fight for Your Throwback.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd have two songs we'd pit against each other. And Rick from Blackbutt used to call in all the time. Mm. Regular caller. Loves Rick. His music.
Yeah, yeah.
And he rang in one day, and this was during COVID time, so like March, I think
it
was.
Let me
have
see
you
if
got
I've
that
got
audio
a,
still?
We still have the audio.
So he rang in one day, and he royally put his foot in that. Have you got that audio?
I've got it. Here it is. This is what he said. Right, he said this to Jade.
I just wanted to say to Jade, congratulations, love. I didn't know.
But you didn't know what?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Sorry. doesn't matter. Have a great day.
Wait a minute. So... Were you pregnant?
No, this is in March. But he'd seen a video of me and he said congratulations on being pregnant and I wasn't even pregnant.
And listen to the question. He was so close to asking.
Are you...
Oh, no, I better not.
He knew he put his foot in it.
The poor guy.
Oh, that was awkward.
Talking about saying the wrong thing.
I reckon. Yeah, yeah. But look, I don't know if he's a psychic or what, because I ended up becoming pregnant and that was a surprise to me too. That
maybe,
was an awkward
maybe
conversation
he inspired
with my
you.
Husband.
Like, well, I have a choice here. I can either go on the Centered app from Chris Hemsworth or milk on myself.
Just, if I've already got a wine baby, might as well replace it with a real one.
Yeah. Oh, geez, poor
I'm going to have an excuse to get even fatter.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
All right, Jade, I got a question for you. Straight up, if you... opened your door and discovered that there was a bag of food there, say from Uber Eats or one of these sort of delivery companies, sitting there on your door, would you take it?
Well, like take it inside and eat it?
Take it and eat it, yeah. That's all sealed up, okay? It's all sealed up, so sellotaped, all the containers. No one has tampered with the goods.
Okay, right. Ooh. That's a bit of a moral dilemma, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you take it?
Well, see, if I didn't order it, I'd be like, hang on, who's this? We live in, like, a duplexes, so I would probably automatically think that it's the people in front if I didn't order it.
Oh, okay.
So I'd probably... We're quite close with our neighbours, so I probably would do a...
What do you mean? What happened?
Did you order some Uber Eats? But if they said no...
Pop's your uncle, eat it. Chow in.
So what happened?
So bottom line is recently a person ordered some food via one of these delivery services.
Mm.
Now, the food got delivered to his next door neighbor. All right, now he could see this because you get this kind of a dash cam picture showing that your food has been delivered.
Prove that it's been delivered.
Yeah,
so
because it's all contactless. This is what they're all doing now because of the pandemic and all the rest.
For sure.
It's all contactless. They drop it at your door and then they send you a picture and say, your food has arrived. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
So simple as that. So,
and it kind of covers them too. So you can't say, oh, they didn't deliver my food.
That's exactly what it is.
You got photographic proof. So that's. So he saw a picture of it getting dropped on his neighbor's door.
His neighbor's door.
And what did the neighbor do?
The neighbor took it and ate it.
Oh.
And ate the lot. Did not get in touch at all. So the guy who actually placed the order, he put a note on the neighbor's door and said, I saw that you received my food. I hope it's sitting well in your belly. I was really looking forward to eating that pasta. My delivery driver made a mistake, but it would have been pretty simple for me to go outside and see it on your step instead. He says, also, I know you took it because I got the DoorDash picture to prove it.
Yeah.
So he's discussed it with his neighbor.
He's very polite in that letter, though. I don't think my letter would have been so polite.
I would have been furious.
Yeah.
But a lot of people got online and said, no, it's all right. It was a gift from God.
What?
It was a gift from Uber Eats. It wasn't a gift from God.
They were saying it was a gift that was given to him, and if you've been handed a gift, you should accept it graciously and with open arms.
Well, what about the guy who paid for it and ordered it and didn't get it? Is that a smite from God?
Somebody also said here, because of the pandemic, the minute you put your hand on the bag, It's officially yours.
It's contaminated.
That's like, I remember when we were kids, you know, four kids in the family, and you don't want your siblings to eat any of your lollies, so you lick them all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You give them the all. Yeah. I'm licking them all so no one's getting my lollies.
That did not deter me. I'd ate them anyway.
Oh, you get straight in there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, look, as far as I'm concerned, if I saw food sitting on the door...
What would you do?
Well, I think I'd take it.
So you're the taker.
Mm. He'd lick it first and then give it to the neighbour and go, all the rest of luck with that.
Sorry, dude.
Look, I was...
Here's some pre-licked food for you.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I did lick it before I gave it to you. You can still eat it if you want.
Oh, man.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Side hustles.
That's right. When you're a kid, what you used to sell, a couple of kids at Chambery were selling some of their homegrown veggies the other day, and it took me back to my childhood where we used to host garage sales. But one time my brother tried to sell a lot of dad's stuff, like golf clubs and his bike for $10.
Mm. I like your brother's style. Very enterprising. Very enterprising.
And the guy who was going to make the purchase liked his style too, because it was bargain basement.
Yeah. Oh, selling it all for nothing. So give us a call. What did you sell as a kid? 4275196 5.
All right, Valerie, what did you sell as a kid?
Well, we used to cook toffees and cupcakes. So my friend lived in the corner house and they had a hedge. So we used to throw the blankets over there and we used to sell them to the neighbourhood.
Yeah, and how did you go? Did you make a lot of money at it?
Oh, I can't remember. It was too far back.
What did you do with the money?
We used to have backyard concerts and charge... sixpence to get in.
There you go.
Sixpence? What the hell's a sixpence? Can't remember.
This is back in the day. This is currency before my time. Yes. But money's money.
Money is money. I love it.
Hey,
love
Matt,
it.
What did you used to sell to make a bit of money when you were a kid?
I used to sell a bit of horse manure.
Oh, the old horse poo. So what were you like? Did you set up bags out the front of your house or?
Yeah, I used to set up bags out the front of the house. I'd sell them for $1 a chaff bag full of manure. And I also had a little trailer that I made up to go behind me push point. And for $3, I'd deliver it.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Wow. Your own little Pumabile.
Yeah, I used to know a little kid when I was younger who used to have a little cart that he'd carry around, and he used to... poo in the cart himself.
Oh.
And you would see him coming along and you'd go, oh, no.
No one wants to buy that.
Yeah. And, Johnny Poo Bar coming again.
True story.
And what did you used to sell as a kid?
Oh, my girlfriend and I in the mid-70s, we would pick bush lemons and we'd go up the dirt road at the back of Berkeley. It was before when Nolan Street was still a dead end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I rang her last night. I couldn't remember how much we sold them for. We sold them for 5 cents. I think we sold them four for 20.
Four for 20 cents?
Like until we got busted by my mum, because my mum thought we were going to put in the car or someone was going to pinch us or something.
Did you used to sell anything else?
Yeah, we used to cut people's flowers in their front yard, knock on their door and sell them back to us.
I love that one. I love that.
That's ingenious. That is so good. You know what? We're going to go to our final caller this morning, Jim at Haywards Bay.
Jim, you sold speed?
No, it's a different speed to what you're thinking, Jade.
Oh, what type of speed?
Well, everybody used to have to line up at lunchtime to get their lunches and their morning tea because it was just so packed in the school canteen. So I had a little business going. Running down to beat the crowd to the canteen because I was pretty fast.
Oh, Speedy Gonzalez. Nice. You were like, arriba.
That's ingenious, too.
Canteen runs for coin. I like it.
How much did you get paid?
Usually 10 to 20 cents per person. And
that's great.
That added up to probably a dollar a day.
Oh, how good is that as a kid? A dollar a day just for running.
That's good.
Because that's what kids do when they get out of class. They run.
I like that.
That's the best.
I wouldn't do it.
That's probably my favourite one of the whole lot, actually.
Yes. Well, you like to run, though.
I love to run, but I never thought of doing that.
Hey, what I did you sell as a kid? There's some great comments on our Facebook page, too.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I've done something in my family house, which actually I'm very curious to see what you think, Jade.
Okay.
All right. Social media and technology.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
In general, okay? I don't know about you, but I find it takes over the entire house. All right, especially with the kids. Okay, the kids nowadays, they've got laptops and, you know, iPads and phones and all this, that, and they get on mom and dad's phones.
Yes, what's going with that?
Like, yesterday, I had enough of it. I had enough of it. All right? I went up to the bedroom. I disconnected all the cables from the PlayStation. I put them into my room in a cupboard that locked them up. Then I went down to the living room. I said, guys, get me your phones. Get me any sort of technology.
Oh, my gosh, you were really going next level.
I said, guys, this is it. We're having a ban for the entire week.
The whole week?
There is none whatsoever in the entire house, including, I went so far as to also unplug the main television.
You just took it all out in one fair swoop. There was no warning. There was just, we're getting rid of it all, and it's for the whole week.
I've tried warnings. Okay. I've tried the different systems. I've done the whole, hey, okay, we'll only allow you to have it between this time and this time, or the internet is only on from 7 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, roughly when you guys are at school. Yeah. You know, I've tried it all. But yesterday, Eileen and I, we just said, you know what? Enough is enough.
We're going to
grab the
down.
Bull by the horns. Oh, jeez. It was riots. It was a scene of just chaos in the house. People going nuts. Kids just not knowing what to do with themselves. But they accepted it. All right? They just accepted it. Last night, as I was getting into bed, all right, about 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, whatever it was. Anyway, I decided to check my phone just to see how things are going.
Yeah.
And my phone, I'm linked to all of their Instagram accounts and all the rest, so I can see any activity.
Yeah.
I saw some activity coming from one of their Instagram. I'm not going to name who it was, but I saw some activity. You know what I discovered?
What?
Okay, so when you get your plans with Vodafone or Telstra or anything like that, quite often, I'm sure you guys do this, you pass down the phone to the kid in the house.
Yeah.
And you get the new phone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, turns out there was an old phone still in the house that no one was using. When I took everyone's phone from them and locked them all away, one of them found an old phone, charged it up, started it back up again, and was in full communication.
Hey, ingenuity, man.
Broke every rule in my book, and I'm disgusted.
Did he post?
Oh, he was sending messages to his mate.
Well, there's two out of three. Yeah, that's right. Two out of three. We can narrow it down as to which one it was.
No. Did
it's
I say
the middle
he?
Child?
It's,
it's definitely the middle child. And you're the reason I know away. Is because I'm the middle child and I totally would have done the same thing. Jagger, good on you, mate.
I have not said who it was. For the record, I have not said who it was.
Jagger deserves that phone. If he went and found it and charged it, he deserves it.
And it's right because look how red Dad's going right now.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.